Sunshine FM's Big Weekend on a Friday afternoon. Hello, John.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good to have you back again. Of course, we're talking caravanning. Here's my question for you today. What's the best way to manoeuvre your caravan when you're at home?
Look, it's a great question. Storage at home is a big issue. And a lot of my clients, their necks and backs and shoulders and that aren't as strong as they used to be. So they're looking for a little bit of assistance. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, rear vision cameras are definitely helping on the back of the vans. Depending how tight it is, like if you've got to get a 90-degree turn, maybe a single axle is a better van for you because you can actually spin it on the spot, okay. Whereas you'll never, you know, physically be able to pull the tandem around by yourself. There are a few apparatuses. There's manual power wheels that you can basically replace your jockey wheel and you just jack a handle up and down and it actually slowly moves the van in position.
Wow.
There's even remote control ones now. So you can set it up and just basically from a remote move the van around like it was a remote control car.
Yeah.
So there's some really great things out there. It just depends. If you're going straight back, single axle, tandem axle, doesn't matter. If you've really got to rip it around hard, a single axle is probably better. The old school way, and still a lot of people do it, is actually put a tow bar tongue on the front bull bar of their car. So that way they can actually drive it in with the car forward and the van facing it so they can see down the sides of the van while they're getting it in position.
Yep.
And it still works very efficiently.
John, you've missed the most obvious one, which is your wife. Surely your wife can move it and you can direct her.
Mate, if she had to direct me, we probably wouldn't be married still.
Thanks, mate. Catch you next Friday.
Mate, will do. See you, Bruce.